יש מסילה מאיל שלא מדברים על בריס.
יש תימה,
עוד עשור. אז, סדו מורנו, לא יסיוי, במלא שלוימו, בהסתורה שאיתו לא אימוי. Medrash says, talking about the king Shloimeh. Shloimeh in the Moshel that Kodesh Bohu had a crown that his mother made for him. Rabbi Yochel, a mother of Kodesh Bohu. This is a Moshel to a person who had a Basi Yechida, he had one daughter, and he loved her so much till he called her not only his past, his daughter, but his sister. And he had even a bigger chibur till he called her Imi, my mother. The highest level of chibur, of closeness, of love, appreciation between a person and anybody else in the world. That's the mother that we have. A mother, not just a daughter, which is wonderful. That someone, we have nachas from, we enjoy. A sister helps us along. But everything we have, Imai, she brought us into this world physically. My brother Mordechai said, she remained a mother till the last second, till the last breath. I was caring about us, always putting up when we were little kids and weren't the easiest. And we got a little bit older. At a young age, we all left the house, came to Israel. Not a person who's just there just to bring up, to give. Emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'll be hard. She always showed us only love, only care, and sometimes the love was to say things the way nobody else could say it. But it's always right to the point what we needed to hear, because she knew and appreciated us. She wanted to grow a bit more, teach more things. Like Mordechai said, that the story of getting married to my father, she made a point of telling us that. It was not just something she did. She wanted to be mechanech us, educate us. What's important in life? Don't look for the dazzling things. Don't look for the people that look very powerful and wealthy. Look for the people and try to emulate those people. They have the midas, adidas and nefesh, yishmaik. And that was her whole life. It wasn't just a bala tzvezet, such a deep abba tzvezet. If somebody came into the house once, would always develop into something much deeper than that, deeper relationships. It would be a single person, sometimes she'd go out the window, find a way to find shidduch for them. Panos issues, try to work on that. Somebody had from out of town, set them up with every little thing, because that's what she was all about, just giving, caring, and such chokhmah noshim. What I mentioned also, now here in Israel, that was different Hasodim, different organizations she was involved in, the Shiurim, and everybody, the constant, the last Kufa, that she was not well, day after day, everybody called, many, many friends calling, how much they love her, her charm. The reason why everybody loved her so much, because she was so much full of love for everybody else. Imagine somebody loves you so much, you love them back. I wrote here something a few months ago. I'm not going to be developing that, we don't have time. She told it to me. She was Erev Sukkot, and she thought it was the last day of her life, and so did the doctor. She had a terrible condition. And she said, "We had my life." Actually, I see it with me. She asked me to write it down. Throughout my life, I actually have seen with my own eyes Hashem's Ziyad of the Shumayin. And she always told my father about it every step of the way. And that's what she had. She saw the Ziyad of the Shumayin. Because the person pays attention to the fact that he goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him that I'm with you. Whether they big saints from Europe. Well, in the recent 17 years ago, she had a machla that she was the Malam and the Tezah from 4 months ago, again and again. And she said, "I tried to do my part to help others." Anyway, I called this bold. She was so full of happiness of the food that Hashem gave her, of her amazing husband, my father, how much she appreciates the family. And then she said, I can't think of anything specific when it came to the things that she helped others. That's all of that. She wasn't thinking about all her accomplishments and her achievements. That was priceless, all of that. As we said, it's amazing Chazal that Chazal are considered like the mother of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did you get a mother of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The idea behind it is that a person who lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and constantly emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's also coming off and giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was her life. She was the Emoi. Even beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared for her so much. He gave her the Ziyad to Shemaya. Even her Peter. She used every second of her life. And it's not a shame. She wants to be in the Oyo Mehemis. She was her father. Now, because she spoke part of it, had her monitor us this whole time. She remained with us. And now, it came the time that she deserves. Guess what she deserves to be in the Oyo Mehemis. Just to end, she asked us. She has to give all her thoughts. I tell you publicly to all the people that helped, and I can't mention all the names. The last super, the medical situation required many opinions, many doctors, and just to mention a few of them. Dr. Rockland, who was in the hospital, she gave me out and the Ava to put everything together. Dr. Yumi Barron, in our neighborhood of Mamish. Stayed through life many times together. Dr. Dinner also. Dr. Tishler, from behind the scenes, orchestrating so many things. Dr. Lynn, Dr. Rosenberg, Dr. Kuau, been with all these people who do it just because they're good people. They love her, and she loves them. And I just wanted to have her thoughts to all them and all the many other people. Last super is something very special for us. I have special thoughts to my wife and around the rest of the family, brothers and brother-in-laws. We all were together. She decided to follow in the beautiful hayu that she has. She's ready to see Yad Shemayim, now it's all that Yad Shemayim comes forth with what hurt you out of life. So we're going to Hashem Kol Shpoch, and we want to ask Mechila, Vila Mobus Vanetta, Mocha Hashem Kiddim, our Kiddim.